This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 460 for Monday, July 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were sharply weaker Monday as the market repositioned itself relative to other vegetable oils after the Canada Day long weekend. Canola down $26.20 in the November contract at $852.30 per ton. The Chicago soy complex fell sharply Friday when Canadian markets were closed. Markets in the U.S. are closed today for Independence Day, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures are both posting losses. Chart-based selling was a feature in canola, as speculators have liquidated most of their long positions and are thought to be moving to the short side of the market. A lack of significant nearby weather worries across the Canadian prairies contributed to the weakness. Statistics Canada releases updated acreage estimates tomorrow, with some pre-report positioning behind some of today's activity. U.S. markets, they're all closed for the 4th of July holiday, but were down sharply Friday when Canada was closed for Canada Day. Soybeans had lost 62 cents in the November contract at $13.95 per bushel. Speculators bailing out of long positions accounted for much of Friday's selling pressure in beans, with the smaller-than-expected acreage base reported by the USDA the previous day seemingly priced into the futures for the time being. Relatively favorable Midwestern crop conditions were also weighing on the soy complex last week. Corn, it did lag beans to the downside on Friday, but was still lower. The September contract down 9 cents at Friday's close at 6.19 and 3 quarters. Forecasts call for some timely rains across the Corn Belt over the next week, and that should keep the grain under pressure. Managed money fund traders were also reducing their long positions in both corn and soybeans. Wheat, it was also caught up in the broad selling pressure in the grains and oilseeds on Friday. Minneapolis losing 42 cents in the September contract at $9.48 per bushel. Kansas City down 38 cents in the September contract at $9.13 per bushel. And Chicago wheat closing out last week down 38 cents in the September contract at $8.46 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure should continue to weigh on wheat as the U.S. winter wheat harvest progresses. Reports of a large Russian crop are also overhanging the wheat market, although the ongoing war in Ukraine should be keeping some caution in the futures. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, July 4th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.